Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, and I am thrilled to announce my new podcast on the HopeCast Network, Blocks of Laughs, where I will be chatting with comedians, restaurateurs, and everyone in the entertainment industry about comedy, pop culture, and of course, a little bit of food. You can follow Locks of Laughs on Instagram at Locks of Laughs Podcast. And Locks of Laughs will be available on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you listen to podcasts. So like, follow, subscribe, and I cannot wait to nosh with you. Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, work advice for me, and of course, movie torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the HopeCast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. How you guys been? Did you have a great 4th of July holiday? I totally enjoyed my holiday. I love the 4th of July. It's time for us to celebrate America. You know, I served in the military, so for me, I love celebrating America. I love America. God bless America. But if you're listening right now, we want to make sure that you like and subscribe to our podcast. We want to thank the HopeCast Network for making this possible. Make sure you leave us a review. Tell all your friends about this. If you really like listening to this devotional, make sure you tell your friends about it. But today, have you ever been mad because you're hungry? Yeah, when you get hungry, it hits automatically, right? Like, you don't even know it's coming. The next thing you know, you're shaking. I used to say when I was a kid, I'm weak. I'm feeling weak. And I would get laughed at in a joking way, not a mean way. My dad would be like, oh my gosh, you're hungry. You're so hungry. You know, basically egging me on. Now, we get hangry. Right? It's hunger with a personality. It's not rage. But listen to me, the Israelites were professional, hangry people. Let's look at Exodus 16, 2 through 5. The whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in Egypt, where we sat by the meat poles and ate bread to the full. Let's pause. They just got delivered from 400 years of slavery. God literally parted a sea. And their review of the experience is basically, yeah, but we had brisket in Egypt. I do love some brisket. Oh my gosh. See, this wasn't just about food. It was about trust. They didn't have a food problem. They had a faith problem. They'd rather be comfortable in chains than uncertain in freedom. That's what our cravings do, right? They lie to us. They promise comfort, but they cost us calling. They offer pleasure, but they poison our purpose. We don't typically trade our future for food, but we do trade it for approval, attention, control, dopamine hits, and the comfort of going back to what's familiar. It's so easy to be like, bro, I'm just going to go back to what I know. I've seen it happen in people. They'll get all these great things, and then they lose them because they don't care to keep them because they love living in squalor. God doesn't yell at them. His response is he's not yelling at them. He doesn't zap them. Instead, he says this, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. He gives them daily manna. Not weekly, not all at once. Why? Because he wasn't just feeding their stomachs. He was retaining their hearts. God's not just trying to fix your situation. He's trying to form your spirit. That means He might withhold comfort to grow your character. Some of you right now are not comfortable listening to this. He's growing your character. He might slow down the answer to speed up your dependence. He's teaching us to walk by faith, not by the refrigerator. Here's the question I want to ask you. What craving is fighting to be king in your life right now? Are you trying to fill a spiritual void with something that is snack-sized? I do like those Hershey little snack ones. I ate some of those this weekend. Have you mistaken temporary relief for true rescue? Are you settling for meat pots in Egypt when God's trying to lead you to the promised land? Don't let a temporary craving rob you of an eternal calling. Because in the desert, God doesn't just give you what you want. He teaches you what you need. You need Him. You need Him daily. You need Him fully. And you need Him first. Always remember that. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for feeding us daily, Father, for keeping our dependence upon you and not upon what we need. I pray for each one listening to this today as they drive to work, as they are at their house working out. I pray that they take what you're saying to us and apply it this week, Lord. What are we craving, Father? I pray for this podcast. I pray that it grows to ears that need to hear it, Lord. Thank you so much for this wonderful start of the week. In your holy name, amen. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that today. And I hope this week you figure out what your cravings are. And if they're bad, you get rid of them. And don't be hangry. Your spouse or your friends don't want to hear and deal with a hangry person. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.